we have Peyton Anderson with us today, and Peyton, I just wanted to ask you, well, first I want you to introduce yourself and say a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you'll be pursuing and everything in your future endeavors and your education, but I also want to ask you a couple of questions, and those questions are that you've studied in both the U.S. and the U.K., and I just want to know what are some of the differences that you've noticed, and also if you see any problems with either school system. So start with the introduction, please.
Okay, well, like you said, I'm Peyton. I studied at Texas Christian University for my undergrad, and I have a degree in business. I am pursuing a higher education degree to work at college and, you know, universities and stuff. Help the future, love the kids, all that. And I think the biggest difference that I saw between studying in the U.S. and in the U.K. was the level of independence. I think a lot of things in the U.K. were very much so kind of just like on your own. It was like a one, you are the teacher kind of thing, versus the U.S. we like focus a lot on like group work and how to be able to work well with other people and stuff. And I don't think either one was like more right than the other. I just think you get different kind of skills from doing both. In the UK, you definitely kind of just learn how to be autonomous and then bring your skills to the group, as opposed to like in the US, sometimes it's like you depend a lot more on other people. So sometimes maybe you don't develop your own skills as well because you see like somebody else can do it better. So you just kind of lean on them. Some other differences, I guess just going along with like the kind of solo thing, is the U.S. is a lot more campus-based, so a lot of things take place on campus. There's like a push to be in a lot of different groups and organizations while you're in school. And the U.K., I guess like maybe because a lot of the universities are set in the middle of cities, that is kind of like harder to have kind of that campus feel. Like kind of like New York, like a lot of the universities are in the middle of the city, so even though there's a quote-unquote campus, it's not really like a campus environment. You don't really just kind of have that same community feeling as you would at places where like everything is all on kind of like one little area. I'm trying to think what other, I also think like in the UK, it seemed that things were more like lenient. It kind of just seemed like they expected a lot of you, but like it wasn't just necessarily graded as harshly, I feel like, as it was in the U.S. Like it seemed like they were very much like do this, do that, but then when it came to the grades, they were a lot more understanding and accepting of like wider views. It didn't always have to be like this is the teacher's perspective and this is the right thing. It was just kind of like, oh, you can back up and, you know, qualify whatever your answer was. So they kind of like took that too, whereas in the U.S. everything's like there's a right or wrong, which kind of sucks because it kind of like stifles, I guess, other views that people may have that it could be right. I don't know. What else we got here? Let's see.
Do you see any problems with either of those systems or one that you prefer maybe?
I liked studying in the UK a lot more than I like studying in the US. I don't know. I guess also because I spent a lot of time traveling, but I think the UK, it's a lot more freeing than in the U.S. Like, it's like in the U.S. there's like so many expectations. Like, you go to high school, do great in high school, then you go to college and you join all these organizations, you do all these things, and it's like people like expect these things of you. But for the U.K., it's kind of like you set your own path. Like, you do high school, and then like you get out of high school at like 16, 17, and then you can go to what's called, it's college, and it's only like a year or two where you get like your basics, and you can decide if you want to go to like university to pursue like something else, or if you just want to do college and get kind of those basics. So I don't know, I think it's like it's a lot more freeing for people to be able to choose exactly what they want to do, as opposed to like just having to follow whatever the expected norms are in society. So I don't know if that's a problem. I mean, I guess it just creates two types of people that you have to work with. I don't know.
Do you mean by that?
I think, like, in the U.S., like, we do things because we're expected to. Like, everybody's like, oh, in the U.S., like, you pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. But really, it's like, are you doing it because you want to? Or are you doing it because there's, like, this shame of, like, not going to college or not doing, you know, not doing what everyone else is doing. And in like the UK and in Europe, it's kind of like you choose your path. I guess it can be different for different cultures, like, you know, cultural norms too, when it comes to like families and things, but it just seemed like people were a lot more accepting in the UK if you were like maybe not in college or pursuing like maybe the arts, or if you were pursuing something else other than like math or science or something.
Yeah. So, I see.
Keep arts in school.
All right. Well, with that, I think that was great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right.